To the delegates of the 37th session of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists at Tacoma Park assembled. We, the members of the Conference Committee of Southern California and of the Board of Loma Linda Sanitarium, would respectfully submit the following memorial for your consideration. At the 1901 General Conference, in an article entitled Instruction Regarding the Schoolwork, read before the delegates April 22, 1901, it was pointed out that all our medical students were not to receive their training at the one medical college in Battle Creek. Of our schools that were introducing educational reforms, Sister White read, 455-1901. We are thankful that an interest is being shown in the work of establishing our schools on a right foundation, as they should have been established years ago. If the proper education is given to students, it is a positive necessity to establish our schools at a distance from cities, where the students can do manual work. Although there may be few students at first, do not be discouraged. The school will win its way. Introduce the medical missionary work. Some of the students are to be educated as nurses and some as physicians. It is not necessary for our students to go to Ann Arbor for an education. They may obtain at our schools all the education that is essential to perform the work for this time. It will take some time to get a right understanding of the matter, but just as soon as we begin to work in the lines of true reform, the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us if we are willing to be guided. All must place themselves under the influence of the Holy Spirit. When they place themselves under the influence of the Spirit, they will accommodate themselves to Bible lines. When the Word of God takes possession of the minds of teachers, then they are fitted to deal with the education of others. The Word of God is to stand as the foundation of all education. It is to be made the basis of all the schools that we shall establish. Thus we see that 8 years ago, God, foreseeing the calamity that would come upon the one medical school then in operation among us, counseled the establishment of other schools in which both nurses and physicians were to be educated. As pointing out the defectiveness of the American Medical College and the necessity of giving the Bible its proper place in medical education, the following instruction was given, which instruction should have been our guide in our schoolwork. October 17, 1903, in a letter addressed to our medical missionaries, B-241-03, we find the following. God would have all who profess to be gospel medical missionaries learn diligently the lessons of the great teacher. The one book that is essential for all to study is the Bible. Studied with reverence and godly fear, it is the greatest of all educators. Study the Bible more and the theories of the medical fraternities less, and you will have greater spiritual health. Your mind will be clearer and more vigorous. Much that is embraced in the medical course is positively unnecessary. Those who take a medical training spend a great deal of time in learning that which is merely rubbish. Many of the theories that they learn may be compared in value to the traditions and maxims taught by the scribes and Pharisees. Many of the intricacies with which they have to become familiar are an injury to their minds. These things God has been opening before me for many years. In our medical schools and institutions, we need men who have a deeper knowledge of the Scriptures. Because the Word of God has been neglected, strange things have been done in our medical missionary work of late. The Lord cannot accept the present showing. During the years from 1901 to 1904, the mind of the servant of the Lord was directed in a special way to Southern California as a field in which the medical missionary work was to be given great prominence by the establishment of at least 4 leading sanitariums with branches in various cities. One of these was to be located near the towns of Riverside and Redlands. During the session of the General Conference 4 years ago, under the direction and imperative demand of the Spirit of Prophecy, Loma Linda was purchased, situated 4 miles from Redlands and about 9 miles from Riverside. Soon, sanitarium work was begun at this place. This was followed immediately by testimonies which have continued to come up to the present time, both guiding and urging forward the work. Extracts from these testimonies are as follows. Loma Linda is to be not only a sanitarium, but an educational center. With the possession of this place comes the weighty responsibility of making the work of the institution educational in character. A school is to be established here for the training of gospel, medical missionary evangelists. In regard to the school, I would say, make it all you possibly can in the education of nurses and physicians. Make the school especially strong for nurses and physicians. Thousands of workers are to be qualified with all the ability of physicians to labor, not as physicians, but as medical missionary evangelists. I have clear instruction that, wherever it is possible, schools should be established near to our sanitariums, that each institution may be a help to the other. Acting under the advice of these communications, steps were taken to establish the Loma Linda College of Evangelists. This was opposed by some, and a communication was sent of which the following is an extract. Be very careful not to do anything that would restrict the work at Loma Linda. It is in the order of God that this property has been secured, and He has given instruction that a school should be connected with the sanitarium. A special work is to be done there in qualifying young men and young women to be efficient medical missionary workers. They are to be taught how to treat the sick without the use of drugs. Such an education requires an experience in practical work. The work at Loma Linda demands immediate consideration. Preparations must be made for the school to be opened as soon as possible. Our young men and young women are to find in Loma Linda a school where they can receive a medical missionary training and where they will not be brought under the influence of some who are seeking to undermine the truth. The students are to unite faithfully in the medical work, keeping their physical powers in the most perfect condition possible and laboring under the instruction of the great medical missionary. The healing of the sick and the ministry of the word are to go hand in hand. In harmony with this instruction, the school was established with a 3 years medical evangelistic course, supplemented by a strong 3 years nurses course, designed to qualify workers with all the ability of physicians, in harmony with the testimonies given. In connection with the opening of the school, the following was sent. Much is involved in this work, and it is very essential that a right beginning be made. The Lord has a special work to be done in this field. He instructed me to call on Elder and Mrs. Haskell to help us in getting properly started, a work similar to that they had carried on at Avondale. After the school was thus organized, and our first class had nearly completed the second year in the medical course, testimonies came from which the following are extracts, dated April 23, 1908. There is a very precious work to be done in connection with the interests of the sanitarium and school at Loma Linda, and this will be done when all work to that end. Ever bear in mind that heaven is interested in every question that agitates your mind in regard to your school and sanitarium. Both are to be strengthened. In our school at Loma Linda, many can be educated to work as missionaries in the cause of health and temperance. The best teachers are to be employed in this educational work, not men who esteem highly their own capabilities, but men who will walk circumspectly, depending wholly upon the Lord. B. 13208. That this school is not to be patterned after worldly standards of medical education is shown by the following. In the work of the school, maintain simplicity. No argument is so powerful as is success, founded upon simplicity. And you may attain success in the education of students as medical missionaries without a medical school that can qualify physicians to compete with the physicians of the world. Let the students be given a practical education. And the less dependent you are upon worldly methods of education, the better it will be for the students. Special instruction should be given in the art of treating the sick without the use of poisonous drugs and in harmony with the light that God has given. Students should come forth from the school without having sacrificed the principles of health reform. The education that meets the world's standard is to be less and less valued by those who are seeking for efficiency in carrying the medical missionary work in connection with the work of the third angel's message. They are to be educated from the standpoint of conscience, and as they conscientiously and faithfully follow right methods in their treatment of the sick, these methods will come to be recognized as preferable to the methods to which many have become accustomed, which demand the use of poisonous drugs. B-90-08. That the school is designed of the Lord to be, not a local one, but general in its scope of influence and patronage, we would call attention to the following facts stated in the testimonies. First, that thousands are to be trained. Second, that persons trained at this institution are to be sent to other states to conduct local schools of health and temperance. Both the school and sanitarium have been blessed of the Lord. And the school has now the endorsement and hearty cooperation of our local conference. During the last year, the General Conference has assisted it by the payment of the salary of the Bible teacher employed. Believing the school to be general in its character, the Conference Committee of Southern California and the Board of Management of the institution, desiring counsel and help in perfecting the work of the school in harmony with the light given, passed the following. We respectfully ask the General Conference to recognize the Loma Linda College of Evangelists as an institution for the education and training of both nurses and physicians, in harmony with the testimonies above quoted. Second, that it assist the management in arranging the curriculum and plans for the future development of the school.